of the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind, I want you to be free, and all of my friends, won't they listen to me? We wish you a Merry Christmas to one of you.
Silent night, holy night, all is gone.
Shepherd, quake, heart, thy sight, heavenly host, sing hallelujah, glorious stream from heaven above.
Christ the Savior is born, oh yeah.
Christ the Savior is born, ooh, ooh.
Merry Christmas
from the King of Men for all.
good evening.
That's the way we start.
Welcome to Village Baptist Church and our annual Christmas Eve service. So glad to have you with us. If you are a guest, please feel right at home. I have a couple of announcements for your listening pleasure. Primarily that we offer child care for infants through toddlers, right on cue, through toddlers under three. Tonight's offering will support the Global Missions offering for the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship. And we also want you to join us in worship on Sunday, December 30th at 8:30 a.m. or 11 a.m. We also have Sunday school at 9:45 a.m. Finally, we will also gather for our watch night service with refreshments at 10:30 p.m. and then our service at 11 o'clock. Did I get it? That was it? Thank you. You could join me. He's just like, yes, like you nailed it. I appreciate that. If you could now join me in a word of prayer, I greatly appreciate it. Bow your heads with me now. God, who is omnipresent, and yet God with us, God face to face with us in Christ Jesus, who though hands down is all powerful, was found tied to the womb of the Virgin Mary. We invoke your name and invite your presence into this sacred space and at this holy hour, fully admitting our sins and shortcomings and fully accepting your forgiveness and grace. For this is why you sent your Son. As we worship, remind us of the many times that you have been God with us. In the name of the Christmas child, we pray. Amen.
Isaiah 9:2-6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Verses 26 through 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God, and now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month of her who has said to be barren. for nothing will be impossible with God. Then Mary said, Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with the child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband, Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus.
Are breaking, how we need to hear from God. You've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, holy child. Welcome, holy child. Hope that you don't mind our manger. How I wish we would have known the long-awaited holy stranger. Make yourself at home. Please make yourself at home. Bring your peace into our violence. Bid our hungry souls be filled. We're now breaking heaven's silence. Welcome to our world. Welcome to our world. Fragile finger sent to heal us. Tender brow prepared for thorn. Tiny heart whose blood will save us, unto us is born. Unto us is born. So wrap your injured flesh around you. Breathe our air and walk our song. Rob our sin and make us holy, perfect Son of God. Welcome to our
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn.
I'll be reading from Luke, second chapter, 8th through the 12th verse. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then the angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." May God add a blessing to his already blessed word.
I'll be reading from Luke 2, 13 through 20. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them.
Amen. in sin and ever pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and ever pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder brings a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night.
a child, young, or someone young at heart, you are invited to come up. I hope I have everything I need. Come on up, come on up. All the young people. All the young people. Choose your seat and have a seat. Have a seat, have a seat. Have a seat, have a seat. So good to see you. So good to see you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So good to see you. Everybody doing all right? We're making room? I'm just going to decorate a bit, you know, while you all are, you know, getting yourselves together. Everybody all right? So y'all got room? You want to come around? All right. So, you know, we're getting ready to sing Silent Night at the end of our service. But I'm not deceived. I know that tonight your house will be anything but silent. And so I want to, you wondering what I got to do? I got something in my hand for you. That's right. That's right. So my first order of business is to make a deal with you. I want a covenant with you. I want to make a candy covenant. If you promise to be silent during the 2 minutes I'm going to give this story, you promise to be silent. I mean, hands not talking, feet not talking, tongues not talking. If you promise to be silent, your parents won't like me. But if you promise to be silent, I'm going to give you some candy. Do we have an agreement? I'll give you some money, man.
Oh,
give me $5 after. This is hard deals right here. All right, so we got a deal, right?
$5?
Let's negotiate. Just meet me at my office. We'll talk about it. Absolutely, that is the deal. You got it? So, can you all tell me what you're getting for Christmas? We already struck a deal. Y'all tell everybody what it is. What are you getting for Christmas? Tell me what you're getting for Christmas. What are you getting? Just shout it out. What are you getting for Christmas? Oh, that's what you think. What are you getting? You're getting red robots. What are you getting? So, you're getting, okay. So, well, you know what you already have. That leads to my next question. Did any of you, between you and I'm not going to tell anyone, did any of you inspect any of the boxes? Did you measure any of the boxes? Did you shake any of the boxes to find out if what was under the tree? You're not supposed to tell nobody. Just wink at me, you know. Give me a little nudge if you kind of shook it to find out that you're going to... what it was, and if they met the requirement. Some of you did. I won't tell. Your secret is safe with me. Leads me. Why are you telling? This is a secret. You're going to be in trouble. You know the candy I promised y'all? The deal is off. If y'all keep talking, the deal is off. Hold the candy. And y'all not praying. Hold it, hold it. So we talked about these gifts that you shake, right? What am I getting for Christmas? Somebody said, and whoever said that, you're high up on my prayer list. High up on my prayer list. So I got this candy, but I want to talk to you a little bit about a gift that we've been talking about all night, right? The gift was who? Jesus, right? So Mary is, socks are not the gift. The gift was Jesus. Jesus was placed in a makeshift stable of sorts, a nursery of sorts. I'm losing the crowd. Are y'all with me? Y'all with me? So they're in the stable there, trying to make a makeshift nursery, and they realize that the gift that they need, the only one they ever desired, is in their arms. And Jesus wasn't wrapped in a bow, right? No garland, certainly wasn't found under a Christmas tree, even though we put all this mess around it. Wasn't chocolate covered, right? Jesus wasn't chocolate covered, was he? Was he finger licking? You want this? You like, give it to me. The moral of the story is this. You're going to get some gifts that are really, really shiny and expensive and wonderful. They're going to make you do the shimmy. You're going to jump up and down. But the greatest, I just did the shimmy, but the greatest gift that you're going to receive, and that you, if you receive them in your heart, was wrapped in rags. Jesus was wrapped in rags. I'm not saying that you have to be. I'm saying that the great, you're like, I'm not taking off this outfit. My mother told me not to get it dirty, and I'm taking pictures after this. The greatest gift that you could ever receive was wrapped in something that didn't look very spectacular. It's something you might throw away, something that we use to clean with. The Bible says bands of cloth. It's really more like milk rags. So my prayer for you is seek Christ. to find God in places and in spaces and among people in raggedy circumstances. And we might not be dressed as well as we are tonight. And now I ask that you go in peace. Go with screams. Go in peace. Go with God. And go with a sugar rush. Come on, get it. Come on, get it, y'all. I'm decking out the door, so it's not going to matter. Bam. Bam. Grab one, go. Grab one, go. I'm the best. Now you can't maul the pastor. I'm going to get security.
I saw the candy, so I can't.
Y'all are terrible. One, it's supposed to be one piece of candy. Oh, y'all are wrong. No, you're not too old.
Yes. Thank you.
Absolutely. That was because y'all just broke it. You'll take one. You'll take that one. There's candy canes broken up here. We'll now return you back to your regularly scheduled program. Y'all gonna clean this stuff up. I don't know. Yes, clap and get them up. Go back to your parents. I wish you a silent night. Where you? Where you go? Here. I got it.
Oh. I'll be reading from John 1, 1 through 5, 10 through 14, and 16 through 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came into what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him and who believed in his name, he gave power and to become children of God, who were born, not of blood or will of the flesh or of the will of the man, but of God. And the word of the flesh came to living among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one else had ever seen God. It is the God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known.